Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Peter Llewellyn, and I run the services at medcomsnetworking.com. So, information services resources for people who work across the world in and around medical communications, medical education, medical publishing, associated businesses, and so on. You'll find lots of information at medcomsnetworking.com and the associated websites. In particular, I'd draw your attention to firstmedcomsjob.com, where we're finding lots of information for people who want to know more about the business. Maybe you want to come in as a medical writer or account manager or whatever. I'm having a bit of fun at the moment talking to people across the business about their personal journeys and getting an insight into how they've got into medcoms, what they're doing in medcoms. So I'm not going to steal your thunder, Stephanie. Tell us who you are and where you are, and we'll go from there.
Well, hi Peter. Hi everyone. Thanks for having me. So for those of you that don't know, I'm Stephanie Hill and I work at Axon. Axon is a global healthcare communications firm. We've got offices in London, which is our headquarters, New York, Toronto, and Copenhagen, as well as remote workers. And we do a lot of different work. We've got six core practices spanning from kind of clinical trials, clinical studies, real world, medical communications advocacy and marketing. So yeah, full spectrum communication support.
Okay, just out of interest, I'm going to interject with a question I hadn't thought of before. But Axon, when I was growing up, Axon was a PR agency, as far as I was concerned. Was that unfair, or is that where its roots were?
Yeah, I mean, before my time, I didn't join until sort of 2000 and when was it 20? So a little bit historic for me, but I think it was sort of more traditional PR communications. But yeah, always in healthcare. So yeah, we've now got six core practices, and within each practice, there's obviously expertise. If we take our comms practice, that could be data comms, issues management comms, etc., like that. So yeah, within each practice, there's some real sort of special expertise.
Okay. So this is about you. So go back to the beginning. Where did you start? And I'm interested in the journey, how you got into Medcoms, but where did you start?
Yeah, so I studied at St Mary's University in Twickenham, and actually I did a degree in sort of sport rehabilitation physiotherapy, so very sort of medical healthcare side. Graduated in 2011 and was a practitioner for 5 years, heavily in sport. I think one of the challenges was I was sort of working 7 days a week in sport and was sort of working on my own as a freelancer. And after a few years, I really sort of burnt out a little bit and was still keen to work in bringing that science through working in healthcare, but just wasn't really sure what my options were. You know, my degree was very vocational, it was very specific. And it was actually just an informal coffee with a recruiter that works in healthcare comms that someone introduced me to. And I just asked lots of questions, and in my head thought I wanted to be a medical writer. I thought, oh, you know, I loved writing my dissertation, maybe this is for me. And quickly, after a few conversations, I thought, actually, I'm not sure if this is for me. You know, I love the sort of strategic business side, and I loved those kind of challenges when I worked for myself. Really loved simplifying complex injuries and medical information down to sort of digestible formats for in players or patients. So yeah, I ended up going for a few interviews and ended up going into client services as my first ever role. Bit daunting because it was all new, but I think one of the interview questions was actually, if you had a rugby player with like a, you know, ligament injury, how would you break that down in the complex science about, you know, the ligament and everything like that? And I had to do it on the, you know, in the interview. And I think they were just, it just showed that, you know, that those transferable skills wasn't an obvious fit to go from the industry I was in to where I was going, but having that ability to break down complex science and communicate it to different audiences with different, you know, levels of knowledge was really, really important. So yeah, that's how I started. I ended up in Little Thames Bithen, and there's an agency there called Phase Two, and I was, yeah, an account executive in the sort of client services account side of things, and that was the start of my journey.
And looking back on it, if you can, account management as opposed to medical writing. I mean, presumably because you've carried on down effectively the account management route, and we'll come to that a bit later. But you know, just reflecting on it, I mean, it was presumably the right decision. But do you compare and contrast a little bit? I mean, do you see? I'm just trying to get a sense of why you went one way or the other, and why you're happy one way or the other. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, I think I've always loved that sort of interact with working with clients and helping them problem solve and being able to sort of have the challenge and see it through and work with clients. I love that side. And I think having the scientific knowledge and the healthcare knowledge was a real strength because I was able to kind of understand some of their challenges a bit more, or when they was talking about, really detailed modes of action and things like that, I was able to kind of really understand some of it a bit more. So for me, it was just a really, really good fit. I loved that sort of organization, communication skills. And I did
Right.
get some writing. I guess it's just not heavily scientific. It's more kind of copyright, marketing kind of writing, and
Marketing,
yeah, rather than
the proposals and so on and so forth. I mean, again, it's easily forgotten that as an account management, let's call it just to, for simplicity, as an account manager, you're doing quite a lot of writing yourself, sort of thing, in different ways, and whether it's status updates or proposals or whatever it is. But that is interesting because people come in one way or the other, and they quite often come in thinking, I want to be a medical writer. Or certainly, in my experience, a lot of people see it as medical writing, I suppose, dominated business. So that's the way I'm coming. But then, if they talk to people, they see these other opportunities. And let's just explore that a little bit. So on the client services side, you've talked about some of what you were doing, but there'd also been quite a lot of budgeting, for instance, and managing of. I mean, the sort of the ultimate is deliver the project on time, on budget. That's your responsibility on the client services side, isn't it?
And I think, having run my own business for a little while after university, those weren't skills necessarily. I had to kind of learn as I went, and they were, I think that's a lot of the thing I would say to people looking and coming into this industry is there are so many transferable skills to be able to budget track, be organized with your time, prioritize, have really good communication skills with clients, as well as how you communicate important bits of data and information. So I was really fortunate that the people interviewing me could see those transferable skills. And I think that's definitely ha if you're looking to come into this industry and it's new to you, it's sort of really how you draw out those transferable skills, I would say.
Yeah, and just to emphasize that, I mean, there's a lot of on the account management side, a lot of people don't have a lot. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but there's a significant number who don't have the life sciences background at all, isn't there? So, they've come in on the back of transferable skills and so on. So, unlike medical writing, where you pretty much have to have your life sciences background. Having said that, it's interesting that the point you make is that having a life sciences background has helped you enormously.
Absolutely. I think it's not essential by any means, and I think it's always great in different teams to have diverse talent backgrounds, skill sets. Obviously it really does create an exciting mix of individuals that can bring unique experiences to clients. But certainly for me, entering into the kind of healthcare communications sphere, having some foundational knowledge really helped me. Certainly with the first few clients I had, I really needed that. So that
Right.
definitely accelerated my steps, but
Okay, so can continue the story. So you've said you come into the agency on the client services side, account executive. Just give us a sense of what the path was from there.
yeah, sure. So I was sort of, I guess, doing more traditional med comms healthcare communications at the beginning in the client services side, so account executive, senior account executive, etc. And then the company I was working for at the time sort of set up a small business separately, which was called Scientific Education Support. And that was a really different model. It was a lot of kind of continued medical education initiatives, web
All right.
portals, patient-facing initiatives. And that was a really unique opportunity for me because it was almost like a startup phase. And we had, it gave me so much exposure and so much different experience because it was right from getting sponsorship from pharmaceutical companies, grants, through to kind of into making sure there's enough content through those portals, so interviewing KOLs, going to congresses, live reporting, making sure that the platforms were innovative and doctors were getting the information in the right formats. So I got a lot of digital experience about how to manage like the back end of websites, data reporting. So for me, it was such a unique opportunity because it was like the business startup phase and having to sort of learn how to drive things, but keeping the sponsorship keep coming, keeping the grants keep going, and making sure that the projects were fresh and relevant. It was a really great experience for me, and I think I got so much learnings from that, especially in the marketing side, how you position these kind of educational platforms, how do you cut through the noise when you've got
Right.
med some big big competitors. So it was brilliant. I really enjoyed that. And that was a lot in sort of hematology and oncology. And I got to travel a lot of the big congresses. And, that was an experience in itself. I think there was one June and I went sort of ASCO, EHA, ICML in Lugano, all back to back. And I think the doctors were all going to
Wow.
the same
Same meetings.
following each other around the world. But I did that for a good few years, and I think that really elevated my career, especially from the sort of marketing point of view and making sure all those programs ran properly, right from sort of content operations, digital, etc., and making sure there was a continued pipeline of sponsorship, etc. So really great opportunity. I did that for a few years, and then I wanted to try life at a slightly bigger agency, maybe a slightly more established agency. So I actually wrote to Axon about kind of whether there was any opportunities, because they were one of the agencies I noticed right at the beginning when I was entering into the industry, and I thought, oh, they really stood out as a caring place to work. So I dropped them a note on LinkedIn and I got a response, and it was just really refreshing. It was really personalized. I went in, I think, a few times, met a few different people, had coffee with a few different people, wanted to really make sure it was the right fit for both myself and my next career move. I felt like it was a really important stage in my career, but also for them. And yeah, just got really great, feelings off the back of it. And yeah, so went for the role, and it was actually in what were, like you described before, the original sort of PR side of the business. I joined as a senior account manager and did that for a little while. And then there was basically a position advertised. It was being advertised internally and externally for a marketing manager. And I thought, I'm going to go for this because this is sort of ticking the so many boxes of what I love. And I was thinking, oh, I've always been client side. I've always, facing clients, and all of a sudden my clients are going to be internal stakeholders. How is that going to be? And it's brilliant. Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's a great agency to work for. I feel really supported, and I get to collaborate with all of the different facets of the business. So keeps me kind of, keeps the challenges coming, and I have to kind of know the ins and outs of every different practice in the business. So yeah, it's really great. It was a good move for me, put it that way.
Okay. And again, it's interesting when I'm talking to the different people, because that's a very different role to the sorts of person I'd often talk to in these sort of stories, you know? So you're marketing the business.
Yeah, I help
It's as
Axon,
simple as that.
making sure that we have the right external voice, the consistent tone of voice, making sure we're sort of visible and in the right places, and attracting new talent, but also new clients, and
Right.
just basically making sure that we're positioned, as we want to be. So yeah, it's a great role. I've really got to learn so much about the business, and I get so. The senior leadership team, I get a lot of exposure to them, work and collaborate closely with them, which I find really rewarding, because I feel like if you're going to work in a role like marketing, you need to really like know the business in and out, but be truly passionate about it. And the senior leadership team involve me, and make me feel very much part of the future of the business, and that motivates me. So yeah, it's great.
That's great. And I suppose if I was going to be slightly skeptical or whatever the word is, cynical maybe, as a business, Medcom's businesses are very good, or can be very good at doing their client work, but they're not necessarily so good at marketing themselves, sort of thing. And obviously I'm about trying to promote Medcoms and marketing the business up. So, I applaud the fact that people like you are there, sort of thing. And, we need more people in Medcoms who are marketing the business, I think. Would you think that's a fair thing to be said?
Yeah, it's a real challenge. And there are a few agencies in the Medcoms industry that do have appointed marketeers, but there are a lot that don't. And I think it's really challenging, because if you're always coming up against client work, the internal stuff gets dropped, and it's
Yeah.
natural that it's not prioritized. So I feel really fortunate that Axon has invested in, the importance of this role. And it means that we're able to do stuff and react and be present and visible where we want, where we feel is important for our business. And I think it's just so integral for growth. It's a competitive industry, and we want to grow and thrive. And I think in order to do so, it's really important that we put our best foot forward. And so, yeah, I feel really privileged that they've invested in this role, and it's sort of keeping me busy, that's for sure.
Good, excellent, excellent. So just by way of wrapping up, I mean, you've been in three quite different agencies, I suppose, really, having your agency situations, which is interesting in itself. You've had quite a bit of variety there. If so, if you were talking to me, I was sort of listening to you going, oh, I'd really like to follow you, sort of thing. You got any sort of, little tip of advice, or yeah, you got any advice for someone like me trying to come into the business, maybe something I can look out to do?
I think getting work experience or shadowing, I know it's sort of less accessible now, but I think any opportunity you do to meet people, network, get a bit of sort of insight into what the industry is all about is a must. Don't be intimidated if you haven't kind of got like a scientific background. As long as you're looking for those transferable skills that we referred to before, I think more and more companies are wanting to have diverse skill sets and be progressive and innovative. And, I don't think that's something to be worried about. It's just a case of kind of making sure you present those transferable skills well. And I just think don't be scared to put yourself out there and sort of try to change and different things, because I was sort of, with especially with client services, there's quite a clear progression path, account execs, senior account managers. And when I decided to diversify a little bit within the industry, I was thinking, oh gosh, is this the right thing to do? But I think if you back yourself, you're confident, companies will support your career progression and want you to thrive around your areas of interest. And and then your value will shine through. So I think don't be scared to try new things. It makes your career more interesting. And yeah, so.
Exactly. No, it's worked out very well. And I guess the point in there somewhere is, and as you've shown, agencies can be very different. So as you said, not networking and do some research, and understand the differences between the agencies and so on. And that's really important, I think. It's not there's not just one little box that everyone fits into here. There's a huge variety of roles and huge variety of agencies and so on. So that's absolutely fantastic. I'm going to call a halt there because we've gone over time as usual. But I know I can speak for you and say anybody's watching this can reach out to you.
Of
LinkedIn is
course.
an easy way of doing it. Yeah. So thank you ever so much for sharing your journey. It's great to hear it's going really well. Good luck for the future at AXA. And I'm just going to say or ask you to say a quick goodbye. Bye bye.